Next case.
Case number 12970, Michael Pollock seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for an existing structure, section 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located northwest of Pintail Drive within the Swan Keys subdivision. The 911 address is 37005 Pintail Drive in Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 18. The applicant is seeking a 3.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. The staff will note that we added a few variances to help bring the whole property into compliance. A 0.6-foot and a 0.7-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for the existing deck, landing, and outside shower, and a 4.8-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for the existing attached shed. The manufactured home appeared to be placed in the 1970s or early 80s, and the shed was added to the property in 1983. And I don't know if I said we have zero letters of opposition, zero letters of support, and one mail return.
Steven, can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Pollock, 5 Kirkland Drive, Red Lion, Pennsylvania, 17356.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me tonight and giving me the opportunity to speak. We ask that you please grant us a variance for the garage on our property, and this will allow us to close the open permit that was opened by my father-in-law, Anthony Argento, on April 11, 2019. Anthony owned the property and built the garage in the summer of 2019 to store his cars. He passed away unexpectedly in Mexico on vacation on December 12, 2021. My wife and I inherited the property as is, unknown to any potential problems. Earlier this year, we decided the best decision for our family would be to sell the property. We listed the home and found a buyer who agreed to purchase it. Contract was written and a title search was done, and we found out that the permit for the garage was never closed. We are asking the county to grant us a variance for the following reasons. Reason number one is, if a variance is not granted, it will come at a great cost to us. We will likely lose our buyer because they like the way the garage is and want to keep it the way it is. It will also create great financial hardship to alter the garage to meet the setback requirements and or to tear it down completely. If the garage is brought back into compliance, it will not be usable as intended. It would be more like a shed and not a place to store a car like it was intended to be used. The variance will not substantially impair any use or development and is not detrimental to the public well-being and or to any neighboring lots because it is not on their property. If granted, the variance will not alter the essence of the neighborhood because the garage is only slightly taller than the trailer it was added onto. By building the garage the way he did not have to build a McMansion on a mini lot to get a garage like others in the neighborhood have that are substantially taller and alter the essence of the neighborhood more than our garage does. The garage has been there for 5 years now and no one has said anything. No neighbors are in opposition to us getting a variance for this garage. In closing, by granting us a variance is the lesser of evils. If the county were to deny this variance, it will cause us substantial hardship and financial burden to condemn our garage. Thank you.
Questions? So you've had no complaints?
No. No, like I said, we didn't even realize we had a problem until we decided to sell and the title search came back with the open permit.
Do you have a homeowner association there?
Yes.
And it's been approved?
Yeah, from what our realtor's been helping us. I'm not very familiar with this process, but there hasn't been any opposition and no one said anything. We haven't received any paperwork or anything that says that, you know, there's a problem with this garage.
Okay.
And from my understanding, it meets the front setbacks from the road to the front of the garage. It's the side setback that it's not meeting, if I understand the survey correctly.
He built it himself, he didn't have a contractor?
He had a contractor, but I don't have any paperwork on what was done. Pretty much it was built. We would come and visit him on occasion, maybe once a summer. And outside of that, I've dug through mounds of paperwork and I haven't found much on this particular case.
Okay. It appears from the photos that you've got roof trusses over that garage.
Yeah, it's trusses.
So I presume that if it were denied, you'd have to tear the whole garage down. You can't.
From my understanding, that's what my realtor had told us.
On the back side there, that deck, do we need a variance for that? Anything on that?
No, from my understanding, that one was okay. As you can see, if I can come back here. It appears, can you go back to that picture? It appears that up here is where we need the setback, where there's not enough space from this property line here to where the garage was put.
Mr. Sharp, how about the boardwalk there in the back?
So the boardwalk, I believe, is ground level. So staff had made a determination that there was no variance needed there because it just runs with the ground. It's not elevated. The if you do look at your site plan there, and I believe Mr. Pollock is right, that deck appears to be 5 feet off the setback. So that deck and the steps on the side there would comply. There, we, Mr. Pollock, and you may have noted, Ms. Norwood did bring up a couple other things that staff discovered. On the other side of the property there, the deck and landing and outdoor shower are too close.
Yes.
And there was no variance noted in the record there.
Mm-hmm.
And then that attached shed also needs a variance. We didn't see, we saw where that had been built, I think in 1983 is what Ms. Norwood found.
Correct.
That shed, I just want to verify, that shed does exist in that location?
Yes.
And that's been there for a long time, I understand?
Yeah, from when we started coming down, it was here, and then there's a very small space between where that shed goes to the property line, and then the neighbor has a fence across that.
When did your father-in-law buy the property?
I want to say it was 2016 or 2017.
Okay, so that would have predated his ownership?
Yes.
And the deck, landing, and outdoor shower, did those also predate his ownership?
No.
Okay, so he had them put in?
Yes.
When did he have those installed?
I don't have paperwork on that.
You believe it was around the same time the garage
was? It was before the garage. I know the deck was done first and then the garage. So I would say maybe 2017 or 2018, somewhere between that time.
Okay, well, we've added those two. Have there been any complaints about those structures?
No, not to my knowledge. A lot of people in the neighborhood liked him. Outside of sometimes his dog would go to the bathroom in the neighbor's yard and she'd. But outside of that, everything. The neighbors on this side, they're great. We've talked to them numerous times. They've never said anything about the garage. And I think it's more than likely because there's ample space on that in the other picture where you can see that the walkway's still there. There's still access. There's still a lot of space. On their property here, there's a little air conditioning unit that you can't see. But here, there's still ample space to get through there. So I just think that they, when the garage was put up, they didn't have a problem with it. And never said anything to us.
And I'm guessing from the photos that you do park in the garage, is that right?
Yeah.
So there's room to park, you know, it's not like you're using it.
Yeah, I don't have one straight back, but we would usually pull in right here. This space right here is very shallow, so maybe if you had like a little like convertible or something small, it would fit there, but like a normal size car would
be. So you typically fit one car in
there? Yeah, one right here, and then there's more space out the back. I just didn't have a picture of that one.
Questions?
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? And Mr. Sharp, I'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nina Argento, 5 Kirkland Drive, Red Lion, Pennsylvania, 17356.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So I support this. I love my dad, and his unexpected passing really changed our lives in ways that I never thought and couldn't imagine. And if the variance was not accepted, it would greatly impact us financially. We have to sell the property because we can't afford to keep it, which is also emotional. We wish we could keep it because it's a part of my dad. Yeah.
Understand. Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12970 for Mr. Michael Pollock, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12970 for Michael Pollock. I believe he has met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I do believe the practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I do believe the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I do believe the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye too. So the vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Motion to adjourn.
Just a reminder, we have an extra week off between now and our next meeting. So
great.
Maybe adjourn.